Yes, good morning. This is Brother Marlon calling back in. This is the inspiration for here Monday morning. In order to make, for you who didn't call in yesterday, the 17th, you might want to call in. I gave a little bit of an introduction yesterday of what God has put me through, what I'm teaching, what I'm learning. This morning, I want to share on faith. I have a good material here I want to get through. If you have any questions about what I have to say here, feel free to give me a call directly at 717-324-4497. That's 717-324-4497. I'm going to say some things that might sound a little bit over our head. It's just the reality of what God is putting me through, teaching me, and it's an extreme measure of faith, really. One thing that I found interesting, faith is actually it's a New Testament word. There's only twice that the word faith is used in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the word simply meant trustworthiness. It meant that somebody is worth their trust. And, of course, God is worth our trust. In the New Testament, it doesn't really change, but it does. It becomes a very interesting word. It now means a persuasion or a conviction or an assurance or a belief. It's something that we are fully persuaded of. It's something that we have a firm conviction. Something that we have a firm assurance, it's reality. It's also, for a believer, it's reliance upon Christ for salvation. We are saved by faith. And now I do want to just read in the Old Testament where that word, one of the words, faith, is found. It's in Habakkuk, H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K, I'm just trying to pronounce it. Verse 2, or chapter 2, 1 through 4, it says, I will stand upon my watch, I will set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. This is actually a prophecy of what is to come, and it's very exciting, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just shall live by faith, by his faith. His faith, that is our faith in God. Very interesting place. It's a prophecy of the time to come, which is the time that we live in. Another example of faith in the Old Testament is Abraham. Actually, well, it's translated into the New Testament. In Hebrews 11, we know that that Abraham, Hebrews 11 is basically the hall of faith in the New Testament. And in verse 8, we have, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have after received for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Extreme faith. By a strong belief in the spoken word of God to Abraham, Abraham believed, and he went. Abraham had a firm conviction, and he had full acknowledgement that God's revelation was the truth. And he went by faith. Another interesting thing, our faith is not in the promises of God. It is in God himself. That might be better explained this way, because God cannot lie, and he wants to work things out for his own good, as we know that by Romans 8:28. I'll just read it here. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. For those of you who did not listen in yesterday, just to bring you back a little bit, my wife actually passed away in March the 14th. And I am fully persuaded that God is going to work this thing out for his own good. It's extreme faith, really. Coming back, our faith is not in the promise of God. It's in God himself. Because God cannot lie. And because I know that God is real, I have a full assurance, I have faith that God is reality. I have a full assurance that he will work out what looks like a impossible situation for his own glory. To bring you into the situation I'm in. And you can put this into any situation in your life. I'm just using my example of what I'm going through to bring it out a little bit clearer. But you put it into any situation that looks impossible in your life, and you can, by faith, trust in God himself that he will work these things out to his own glory. If you respond correctly, and that is by faith in God. An impossible situation. I have three children, age 5, 3, and 1. It looks like an absolute impossible situation. But I have to continue looking to God saying, you promised to work it out to your own glory, your own good. The strong reality of walking by faith in the face of the circumstances of unrealistic reality. Again, unrealistic reality. When my wife died, when she went to go home with Jesus, but she was looking forward to, I had a full assurance that she went to heaven. She had absolutely no fear of dying. She couldn't wait to die. And I had full assurance by faith that God will take care of her. And he has given me great joy and great peace that he has taken care of her. He has taken her home. When your life partner dies, you face an unrealistic reality. You're suddenly left open-ended. I face making decisions on my own. One place where I really miss my wife greatly is in the area of we men. We become so focused on a goal. We become so focused on one thing that we can't think of anything else. All we can think of is that, let's say, practical illustration, I needed to buy another vehicle. All I could think of was what kind of vehicle do I want to buy. Usually I would have looked at her and said, I would ask her to help me. And if she would have said, if she was the red flag and said, I don't know about that vehicle, how about we go with this one? I would have automatically stopped and said, all right, I'm going to listen on you and I want to see what God has to say farther. Just very practical. If you're caught up into something and your wife throws a red flag, stop and reevaluate where you're at. They're not always right, but I'm convinced that women have a sixth sense that we don't have. And because I don't have CDN anymore to help me through some of these things, I found some of my security was gone. And the only way I can stay secure is by faith in Jesus Christ. It's very easy to lose the sight of the full assurance that God will work it out. Basically, you lose faith, especially when the hard times come and things just seem to go wrong and things seem to come against you. Then you might want to give up walking by faith. Which there's a few times where I felt like I wanted to give up and say, all right, Lord, I give up. I'm not going to walk this Christian walk anymore. But God always brought me back to a place of, I'm going to be with you. He promised to never forsake me. Because he promised that, I can have full assurance in God because he can't lie. One thing that happens when you start losing your security, I lost my security a few times. I've lost my security in Christ, and I begin to look at things around me, things I can touch, things I can do on my own, trying to find security. When that happens, I end up in unbelief, and because unbelief is actually the absence of faith, it becomes sin. And because I'm living in unbelief that God's going to work these things out to his own glory, I'm lacking faith, and because I'm lacking faith, I'm actually in sin, because in Revelation it speaks about the unbeliever will go to hell, which is, and of course we walk with God by faith. One thing that happens, and this is a glorious thing, he actually removes his presence from me, his full presence, and I realize, you know, I'm missing something. God, I made a wrong turn somewhere. Matter of fact, it just happened today. I just realized, Lord, I missed a turn. And I went back to God, what is it? And he, in his great faithfulness, showed me what was wrong. I repented, and my heaven opened up again, and I could once again pray and have full assurance that God is hearing me. The only thing that will remove God's presence from you is yourself. God will never remove himself from you. It's only if you end up in sin and he begins to convict you and you don't respond that God will have to pull his presence back, because God is holy. But he does that to me only to bring me to reconciliation and repentance. And I praise the Lord for that. A powerful aspect of faith. This is a reality that God's blessing will flow through your life. By so doing, you become a walking testimony of God's great grace. He has given me a peace that passes all understanding. The powerful aspect of faith is very simple. God gives you grace to walk in faith, so you can then pour out the reality of faith into other people's lives. God, once, just this last weekend, was Sayan's birthday on Monday, and my birthday was on Tuesday. And I was facing this weekend for a long time already, of saying, Lord, how am I going to get through that weekend? And God ordained a powerful weekend for me. Saturday morning, I met with a brother. We talked about faith. Saturday afternoon, I met with another brother who came over to visit me. We talked about faith. Sunday night, we went and visited Sadie Ann's sister, and we sat down and talked about faith. And I came home Monday and Tuesday, which days I figured might be hard, were absolutely glorious. And I realized God ordained this weekend so that I can pour my life, pour out what God is doing in my life, so I can share the reality of walking by faith in an unrealistic situation and saying, God has given me grace beyond measure. And it actually fills me with joy, and it gave me strength to get through that weekend. It has been, and I come back to walking in a complete assurance in God himself of being able to walk into the, again, the unrealistic reality and looking nowhere but to God, which is, of course, is the Bible, and saying, I give up. Well, it's basically saying, give me a reality, and by faith. Give me a reality of walking. I'm facing an unrealistic reality, but I'm walking it out simply by saying, God, work it out, you're in glory. Faith, there's been a time where, and that's where the unrealistic reality phrase came from. It happened a few times to me where I was on the floor facing nothing made sense. Nothing was real. My world was shattered. I couldn't pray. I couldn't do anything except say a couple words, and that was basically God take care of me. I was shattered. My faith was no longer even really real. I wasn't sure if anything was real in this life anymore. But as I began to cry out to God, as I began to ask God to help me through, he began to put a faith back into my heart. He began to allow me, as I began to lean on God and say, you know, you promised you would never forsake me. I began to lean on him, and he began to pour grace into my life. He began to give me that assurance that I'm going to be with you. And And because he poured out grace into my life, faith began to rise up. It's not been easy, but by grace, through faith, I believe that God will take me through this. And by grace, through faith, I have full assurance that any situation any of you are facing, God will take you through. You just need to trust Him and keep your heart clear before God. Well, I see I went a little over my time. God bless you. And tomorrow, on Tuesday, I want to share on grace, the powerful aspect of grace. And I have a story to tell, again, of an experience, a powerful experience that God's grace is real in every moment that you have. So God bless you and have a good night.